Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into this absolutely wonderful Wednesday show. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, the radio station. Two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, WCHY.us, and two phone apps. Tune in for the show. Search for WYPV, where your Patriot Voice, or like Officer Rick, he uses Simple Radio app down in Genesee County, working road patrol today. Stay safe, brother. When you open up Simple Radio, just search for the call letters WCHY, where constant hits of yesteryear. Well, top three stories, MERS news service for today. The budget stare down has the education community getting antsy. School districts rely on finding out what the budget is in June, July at the latest, so that they can forecast their budgets for the upcoming school year. Now, we're going to talk about that in the show today. Mentioned this short story yesterday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's kidnapping plotter conviction was overturned on appeal. Dana Nessel is appalled, and she plans to take it to the Michigan Supreme Court. State representatives in the House voted yesterday to give lawmakers more say over state rules, replacing JCAR, the current JCAR administrative rule-making process. That, of course, is what Jocelyn Benson has used to set up not one, not two, not three, but four sets of rules administering this year's August 4th primary election and the November 3rd general election. Very rules that need to be stopped, which we are in the process of attempting to do. Perry Johnson made a stop in Traverse City last night. 75 people roughly in a very small packed-in office for the Republican Party on Garfield Avenue. He actually reached out to rebant voters, courting them, stating that he felt bad for Ralph and what he went through because Perry went through it back in 2022. He said he had a legitimate case and he got railroaded in the court system. So we're going to talk about that in today's show as well. Powerline companies amp up public outreach after public blow-up. This is going to be a very interesting story, and a few others. But in the next segment, We've got Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet Anything. He comes on every Wednesdays from 10:15 to 10:30 to answer your questions, give us information about the animal industry. As a veterinarian, he's in the process of becoming certified for certain specialties. We're going to talk to him about that. But if you have a question for Dr. Jeff, text him to me right now at 231-360-5140. We'll be sure to ask the vet here in the next segment. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Mr. Snoop is one of his patients. Many of you have taken your animals there as well. Plus, got a lot of questions answered by Ask the Vet on Wednesday mornings. We're going to take a short break. Text me those questions, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Working.
Here it is. Gotcha. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, as usual. Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie is joining us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, sir. I want you to go up to microphone there.
It's all sad and it's not working. Welcome to technology.
Okay, just follow what I'm saying. Pull down that arrow and re-click on some other microphone and then go back to the HPOW headset.
There we go.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, we got you. That's what you got to do. Just got to follow the instructions, brother. Hey, technology, we love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't, but we got you loud and clear. I wanted to talk to you first, as I do have a couple of text messages coming in, but you had mentioned that at the beginning of the year, you and your business manager and folks there at the Sioux Animal Hospital had made the decision that you were going to get certified in certain specialties and special licensing acknowledgments, specialty accreditations.
Yes.
Can you explain that process, what you're doing, what you're going through?
Well, what it is it's a recognition in the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners. And it's like being boarded in general medicine. Okay. And what it is I have to write some case reports and then you take a test. I mean, it's like a year or 2 year long process. I mean, it's a process to go through. So I'm in the beginning phases of that and collecting cases and getting ready to start writing my reports. I got to write like 10 of them, turn them in just so we can show that, yes, the level of medicine that I'm doing would justify, you know, having that certification.
Got it. So this is a year long, 2 year program. How long will it take you to get through this?
I'm probably about 2 years. Because you only do the test once a year, and I think it's in January and stuff like that. And I just have to try to have all my cases done by the time that I go ahead and sit for the test. So. Yep. So it takes a while.
Takes a while. Absolutely. Yep. Well, I got one text message from our loyal listener, Summer, downstate. And I wanted to know if you had heard about this. Merck has come out now with a couple of RNA vaccines out for dogs and cats that just got FDA approved, similar to the COVID vaccine. Nobivec. NXT for dogs, flu was H3N2. For cats, they've come up with Nobivec NXT FELV for feline leukemia. The website is promoting it as an introduction to RNA technology. Have you, Jeff, have you heard of this, and what's your opinions about it?
I haven't heard of it yet, although... because we've been using the regular vaccines, you know, that we've been using for years that seem to work. Once you start fiddling with DNA, there can be issues that can crop up down the road. And sometimes you don't find out those issues until it hits general use. Okay. So even if you run tests, they'll run tests and they'll run studies on things. And like even with a corona vaccine, if they had run the test and even if they had a clinical trial, let's say 1,000 people on it, okay, they might not, if you have a very low, and this goes for any drug or anything, if you have some kind of side effect or reaction that has a very low rate, if you only have 1,000 people in the study or 1,000 animals or whatever, yeah, your probability of seeing that's not that great. But then once that moves into they start selling it, and now we've gone from, you know, 1,000 individuals to millions, yeah, now all those little weirdo rare effects all of a sudden start popping up. And it's actually, we're supposed to, when we see these adverse effects, there's actually a website that we can go to and we type it in and go, hey, I gave this dog an NXT vaccine and it grew a second evil head, you know, or something like that. Right. You know, then we report it and then the FDA will use that and go back and go, okay, we need to add a label to this, we need to do this, we need to do that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the bar for, you know, animal vaccines obviously is lower than the bar for, you know, human vaccines. But yeah, no, that's something that's like fairly new. I just did a quick little Google bump on it because I haven't seen our Merck rep in here in quite a while.
Right. Well, she said that she did a little bit of digging on this and found a reporter was following up on this. Mm-hmm. Said that there's potential for this RNA vaccine to shed, just like others have shedded to people that got the COVID RNA vaccine. And said that potential shedding, what they're mostly concerned about is the people working in the labs and the people that are studying this veterinary medicine working in labs could be potentially shed to people. And she wondered if you thought that was a possibility. Was that really a thing during COVID, and could it potentially be a thing with these RNA vaccinations with animals?
It could be. So how an RNA vaccine works, just in general, what happens is you are going to use your body's own protein manufacturing systems to generate the protein that your body, your immune system needs to react to in order to develop immunity. Okay. So normally what you do is we would give the vaccine that has the protein in it, right? And you go, here you go, react to this protein. So what will happen is they'll give you a piece of RNA, and that has to get integrated into your, not necessarily into your DNA, because DNA and RNA are different, but it gets integrated into your cells, and then goes to your ribosomes, and then that starts cranking out the protein. Okay. And well, the question is, well, how do you get it into the cell? Well, they get it into the cell by using a considered generally harmless, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, a virus. That's how you get genetic material into cells, is you utilize the viruses. And so that's why it happens. And I think that's probably why I had a really bad reaction to my vaccine. It wasn't necessarily the COVID part of it. It's whatever that live virus that was in there was it. And, you know, I probably reacted. Yeah, I was sick, you know, with mine. That's why I never got any of the, you know, 800 boosters they wanted you to get. I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. The second one about knocked me out. I'm sure. Not doing that again. Then I wound up getting COVID. And I didn't even know I had it until my wife got sick and she tested. And I'm like, oh, crap, I should probably test and see if I got it. Yeah, I had it. So that's the situation.
Was this before or after you got the vaccine?
It would have been after I got the vaccine. But so she got the vaccine too. So,
you both got the vaccine and you both came down with it.
Yep. But it's kind of a situation where if the cure is worse than the disease, take the disease. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, I was way sicker on the shot than I was off the actually getting, you know, COVID.
And then once you get it naturally, Jeff, then your body builds its own antibodies to it once you're exposed to it, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. Now, medicine being medicine, sometimes things go off the rails. And, you know, you can have other issues and things like that. But, yeah, it's how it's supposed to work. The other thing that you have with these RNA vaccines is they are usually pretty expensive. And also storage and mixing of them is a very specific thing to do. Because, again, you're dealing with a live virus, okay, that's in there. And like with our rabies shot, it's just it's a killed rabies vaccine. So they've taken the rabies vaccine or the rabies virus and they run it through a process that kills it, okay? So it can't revert to virulence or cause you can't cause rabies. And that's pretty stable. We just keep it in the fridge. It's already mixed up. You just, when you need a dose, you just pull out the bottle, draw up a dose, boom, you're good to go. At least with the RNA vaccines or some of the little ones that I've ever messed with, storage and processing, and there's a whole thing to it. So I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, just kind of an opinion. This is my unscientific veterinary opinion, that from what I know right now, you know, it's Merck trying to utilize, you know, new technology, you know, which is fine because we always need to utilize new technology to try to make progress. I said, but this is probably not going to get a lot of traction. Just because of the storage is probably going to be the expense, because I imagine it is not cheap, not as cheap as ours. You know, the stuff we've been using for decades, which is highly effective. That's the problem. You're replacing new tech. You're replacing old tech that's very effective with new tech that costs a lot more. And us, you know, vets are penny pinchers. We're going to be like, okay, well, if the old stuff works,
why mess with
cheap?
It?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, hey,
another tech message real quick. Second opinions. Let's talk about how people can get their vets, animals, records emailed to you. Then what happens in that process, and how do they go about scheduling? So let's talk about the email process first. Yeah. How do somebody wants a second opinion about a diagnosis? How do they get you to look at the records and set up a meeting with you?
Well, you go ahead and email the records to info@SiouxAnimalHospital, spelled S-A-U-L-T, SiouxAnimalHospital.com. And just say, hey, the records, I want a second opinion. And then the vet either ask the vet to email the records to that email address, or you know, if you have it, you know, email it or give us a call or you know, contact me that way. And then usually depending on what the case is, sometimes I'll call you, especially if it's something critical, or you know, usually I'll respond with email within, you know, a day or two.
Okay, very good. And then if it's something they decide, prognosis, the estimated cost, something that they might want to get from you before they get a hotel room and drive to Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, is that a possibility?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So we'll go ahead and, you know, see if we can kind of figure out what's going on, or if we have kind of half an idea what's going on. And then, you know, we can go ahead and get everything scheduled. You know, and let you know, it's probably going to be about this much, that much, or whatnot.
Very good, good, good. This is especially, I believe, because of the stories I've been told of clients downstate, when it comes to surgeries, some of these guys are just either out of their league and don't even want to do it, so they quote such a high number, or they seriously want to try to get that from the people, compared to basically what you charge.
Yeah, we, you know, obviously the cost of living up here is a lot lower. We don't have to, you know, make as much. But, you know, it's like, you know, my old mentor, Pete, Dr. Pete, told me, he says, you know what, do a good job, charge a fair price, you know. He says, and everybody's happy.
Right, absolutely. Yep. Greatly appreciate that. Final thoughts, Jeff, before I let you go real quick, got about a minute.
Just if you want a second opinion, anything, bring him up, you know, call on up, especially now that we have the endoscopes. And I actually might have a case today, I hope. I'm hoping that it will be a case. I mean, it's not as good for the dog. He ate a steak bone, and we think it's stuck in the esophagus. So this is exactly why I bought those endoscopes. So we don't, because the surgery to get that is incredibly difficult, because you have to go into the chest, where if I can go down there with a scope and go, oh, look, there it is, boop, and pull it out, boom.
There you go. Excellent. Phone number up to Sioux Animal Hospital is 906-635-5910, 906-635-5910. Please store it in your phone. Greatly appreciate you, Jeff. Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Family Hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.